This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here, live and in living color, on this radio station, namely my Salem Media flagship station here in Tampa, Florida. We're broadcasting to great radio stations along the networks all across the country, as well as overseas on the internet and on the satellite. And thank you so very much wherever it is that you're listening to us from. We appreciate that. And you can hear us just about anywhere you can think of. But you can always get this program, okay? And I told a lot of people this over the weekend. You can always get this program streaming live when it's on live at the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. It will stream live over there. And also, of course, my flagship station and all my other stations have streaming services online. But it streams during the day, the same show, all day long. So you'll be able to hear it all day long. If you can't hear it at night, you hear it in the daytime. That's all there is to it. Okay, now let's also remind you that a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, helping to keep America rolling along, that would be our over-the-road drivers, our 18-wheel drivers, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That would mean our FedEx and our UPS, and, of course, our bulk mail haulers, John, James, and Felix. And that would also mean our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers delivering their boxes and parcels all around the countryside. And, of course, our suicide jockeys, can't forget you guys and gals out there delivering the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. We appreciate all of you. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page, or you can go to MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social, Twitter, as Captain's America, all one word put together, lowercase, Captain's America. Find us over there. And again, as I said, the website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. The live stream is over there, and there's a lot of other things there, too. Now, Mr. Kyle Warren is joining us again to start out hour number two, so get ready. Here we go. Mr. Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
Yep. And they're having a good time over there on the porch. As fate would have it, it happens to be a balmy 71 degrees on the porch tonight.
Oh, very nice. Well, here in Southern California, 56.
Don't tell Richard. You're warmer than
That's
him.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, don't tell Richard. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. All right. Back to the drawing board, Mr. Kyle. Don Trump Jr., has been warned of payback, get this, for backing Tucker Carlson. Tucker might be back with his own network, let alone radio, television show, maybe even radio too for that matter, but he might be back with his own network soon.
Well, that's right. Tucker may be able to put something together with others that have, as you mentioned earlier, Captain, that have appeared on his program, but maybe some other heavy hitters, maybe even Xbox heavy hitters. We just don't know. I mean, I'm sure the possibilities are endless, but what he's got to get through right now is to get through that that contract to extraction, basically. But yes, Don Jr. evidently has been told to expect some retaliation because he's been calling out Fox News over the firing of Tucker Carlson.
Well, as well he should, as well anybody should, because it's wrong, but that's just me. What do I know, right?
Well, it's very sudden, for one thing, and even Tucker Carlson didn't actually, according to reports, know about it ahead of time. It simply came down that Monday that, okay, there's no more show. And please leave the building, that kind of thing.
Now, the nuclear watchdog that's out there watching over everything is worried about the Ukraine nuclear plant safety.
Well, that's right. That's the International Atomic Energy Agency. Evidently, the cause for concern has to do with this, what's being termed a Moscow-installed governor in the Ukrainian region where the this plant is, and they've been ordering evacuations of civilians in the area.
Well, they've been shooting at each other there in that area and firing shots into that plant.
Right, exactly. So again, about 1,500 people, we understand, have been evacuated already from that area. But again, Captain, I think the world looks on and thinks that they're playing, no pun intended here, Russian roulette with these nuclear power plants because these things can't be damaged in significant ways.
Let's go to break so we can't get damaged, and we'll be right back with more. We're going to let Jeff from Sarasota take us to break. And good morning, Lenny from the Trump Bus. Good morning, Mr. Lenny. Here we go.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Yep, and that would be the one aforementioned, Jeff in Sarasota. We saw him yesterday at the gun show in Largo. Again, thanks to the folks in Largo for coming out and supporting the Two Guys Gun Show. Had quite a nice crowd there. A lot of very happy buyers. And then, of course, on Saturday, we were over in Orlando at Freedom Fest, put on by our sister Salem station, AM 950, FM 94.9, The Answer. And a special shout-out to everybody over there. And, yeah, we move around on the weekends. You never know where we're going to be. If you want us to come visit you and you're within a driving distance where I can drive, that's fine. If I have to take a plane and there's expenses involved and things happen, but it is what it is. So anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com, where if you haven't figured it out by now, I don't know what Mike Lindell isn't selling on special. He's got everything over there. Everything marked down. A whole bunch of buy one, get ones, including that all-new Series 200 pillow, the MyPillow pillow, which is even better than the last one was. Now, I've got the original one, but I've also got the new one. And the one that I find different about the newer one is it does, in fact, keep you cooler than the other one did for longer periods of time, because that would warm up a little bit after about 7 or 8 hours of being on it. This one here, it's like you're in an icebox for the rest of the day, but it's cool, it's comfortable, it's refreshing. This is what you need to help you fall asleep when you need to fall asleep. And, of course, he's got other things over there, too, all on special. He's got the pillows, the towels. He's got the sheets. The Pascal's sheets are over there, $35 for the big set. And that includes everything, the sheets, the pillowcases, the whole nine yards, everything for that price, which is very reasonable. The slippers and, of course, the pajamas, too, and other things. But it's MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be Captain. MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be the word Captain. And the phone number is 800-641-5459 if you want to call them. 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com, promo code, Captain. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It certainly is, isn't it?
Yeah. Listen, what the heck is going on with the Kentucky Derby? Seven Churchill Downs horses have died in the last 10 days.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Seven different horses. And, you know, Captain, for horses to get sick like that and die is just unbelievable. And in that short a time period, absolutely. We understand that I think a couple of these horses, at least two, I think, were injured, I believe, and they were put, they were euthanized, basically. But yes, this is a very disturbing thing. And some of these different horses as well were scratched, or some horses, it's not these particular ones, but some horses were scratched just literally hours before the big race, which was very exciting, by the way.
Well, the trainer of two of them has been put on suspension.
Yes.
And I don't know what that's all about, because they don't really, they're not, you know, they're investigating them, obviously, but my goodness.
Well, that's right. Even PETA, you know, is getting involved in this, and they're actually calling for the closure of Churchill Downs, you know, such that there could be an investigation and other protocols put in place.
Well, sounds like somebody got something that they weren't supposed to.
Right. I mean, it's just, it's extraordinary to have horses die in this capacity. Horses live for many, many years, decades.
Normally.
They're very strong animals. That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I hate to hear that, but it is what it is, I guess. You know, Biden challengers right now could make a nomination for Biden very difficult, especially what I told you about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. taking a solid stance, and I mean a solid stance, against immigration.
Well, that's right. Well, these are those issues, Captain, that, again, transcend Republican-Democrat voter registration. And the Democrat Party is leaving behind so many of the Democrats across the highways and byways that it does open up something for somebody maybe not to come in and steal the nomination outright, but at the very least break up any kind of party unity. And this is one of the things the Democrats have had a claim to fame for quite some time, and that is to have a party unity. But Joe Biden doesn't really unify the party. Not at all, in my opinion. Yes, he's the president. Yes, he's going to run again, and that has all of the advantages and perks. But Joe Biden is really almost his own worst enemy at this point. Every time he goes out and talks, people get the same idea that, okay, well, maybe his time is kind of past. It's an end of an era for him.
How many hours do you think he'll wind up spending in the basement?
As many as humanly possible. I think that's
good
the
answer.
Yeah, that's as many as humanly possible, because, again, they want people to have this perception of Biden. That's why they made the video, and the video was highly doctored. It was edited very, very quickly, you know, so as not to linger too long on Joe Biden, because the more that you linger on him, the more sort of deteriorated he comes off as.
Well, listen to this. In a recent tweet, Robert Kennedy Jr., blasted the chaos at the border and said now it's possible to be pro-immigration and pro-closing of the border as the 2024 elections approach. This has got a lot of people thinking real hard about Joe Biden.
Well, that's right. Well, you know, Captain, we could easily translate that policy into a Trump policy. President Trump has never been anti-immigration. You know, he talked about his big, beautiful door and this kind of thing, but he was not for having the border be porous and just simply open where you can have just unfettered illegal immigration. So that's a real interesting sort of, you know, coming together of ideas, because people do see, they see the effects. And I think, Captain, too, some of these would have been called stunts, but the busing of immigrants to places like New York City and Chicago and other sanctuary cities, as it were, you know, were called stunts, but they were incredibly effective stunts.
Sure.
Yeah, because it brought to light, wait a minute, well, people are coming, they're showing up, and we have no facilities for them.
Yeah, and that's not good. Not good at all. Not good at all. Okay, now, the Chinese nationals, or let's put it this way, there have been some Chinese nationals indicted in that cartel fentanyl case where they arrested a whole bunch of people.
Yes, that's what we understand, and that's a very interesting development, to be sure. You know, fentanyl in and of itself, it seems like could be classified an actual national security risk because of its potency.
Well, it is.
Yes,
it is, and it's dangerous to anyone who comes in contact with it.
Well, that's right, because a very small amount smuggled into the country could conceivably kill thousands and thousands of people.
That's true. Very true. Unfortunate, but true. Now, one last little thing here before we go to break. The Asia Hutchinson, who's the man on the right side of the aisle that keeps calling himself a Republican conservative, doesn't look like it to me the way he's acting, but anyway. He says that Trump has moral responsibility for January 6th.
Well, and certainly, you know, putting it into context, the fact that he's running for president and he's got to say something that is some kind of a shocker, as it were, about Donald Trump, and to try to bring some light over to his campaign, or one might think. But certainly the Democrats are going to be making a huge deal out of January 6th. And for Republicans as well, Republican candidates, to be doing that also serves their interest to a great degree.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back bottom of the hour. Stations get a chance to pay some bills. We do, too. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Authorities in Texas are still searching for a motive to Saturday's mass shooting, where 8 people were killed at a shopping mall near Dallas. Authorities identified the gunman as a 33-year-old Hispanic man, and they believe the shooter acted alone. President Biden condemned the shooting, calling it, quote, the latest act of gun violence to devastate our nation. 7 people are confirmed dead and a dozen others injured after a driver plowed into a crowd of migrants in front of a homeless shelter in Brownsville, Texas. The crash happened early Sunday at a bus stop near the shelter for migrants in the border city. Former President Trump won't testify at his New York civil rape trial. His attorneys did not meet Sunday's judge-mandated deadline to request that he testify in his own defense. Closing arguments are expected on Monday. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are 3 words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And I will be over for my weekly visit to Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care this afternoon. So you need to, if you're having problems with your legs or your feet, whatever the case may be, and you're not getting anywhere where you're at, you need to check them out. They have got different procedures there they can use. Yeah, they're into the automated thing, plus they're into the personal people care. But they know what they're doing. And they were the only place so far that could help me. And they have done a remarkable job of starting to turn my problem around backwards. It's a work in progress, but they're going to get it done. I have total confidence in them, in their ability. All right, let's go back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Mr. Kyle Warren, how the heck are you?
Doing well, Captain. Glad to be here.
All right. Well, Asa Hutchinson, who to me is like a little thorn that you get, you know what I mean? And you can't get rid of it. And you get rid of it, you think you got rid of it, and you got it again, you know what I mean? Asa Hutchinson, former governor of Kansas, where he thought he became relevant enough to run a country, running for president, has come out and said Donald Trump has the moral responsibility for January 6th. What is he talking about?
Well, Hutchinson, of course, he was saying basically, he says the question is whether there is a criminal responsibility, and that's a judgment for the Department of Justice is going to have to make, he says. But he does say that former President Donald Trump, in his words, has a, quote, moral responsibility for what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. And so that may be sort of a code, Captain, for him to try to again, call out former President Trump, try to make a splash for himself in terms of the campaign. You know, as you just mentioned about Asa Hutchinson, it didn't seem to be a major needle mover when he did announce. Of course, it's incredibly early on, and Trump is incredibly popular in the polls. All this, again, remains to be seen. You know, everything will start unfolding, but it doesn't seem that Asa Hutchinson, when he announced for president, had a lot of a major impact into people's thinking about who the nominee really could be.
Mm. Now, I did mention before we went to break, good morning to Lenny from the Trump bus. We're going to be seeing Lenny, and we're going to be seeing the Trump bus right here in our backyard, probably several times before the actual election takes place. And they will be at different venues where I will be. We'll be letting you know where that will be when it happens. But look for the Trump bus.
Very cool indeed. And I might add, too, Captain, that Vivek Ramaswamy, if I'm pronouncing that correctly,
mm-hmm.
You know, the businessman who's running for the GOP nomination,
yep.
I think he actually has essentially a larger impact than Hutchinson at this point.
Sure he does.
Simply because he's younger, for one thing, has new ideas, or at least the perception of that, and I think might have a greater impact in terms of bringing out some new things to the campaign.
Plus, it makes sense.
Well, exactly. And I do think that I think you've got Republicans and Democrats alike, in many respects, who are looking for somebody new to carry the torch, not particularly, you know, doesn't have to be him per se, but for the sake of argument, somebody like him who is who's different than the different politicians that they're used to seeing. And here you have Asa Hutchinson coming in, nothing against the man at all, but the idea that he's kind of a standard issue politician in terms of how people might perceive him moving forward.
Now, Senator Mike Lee has said that the Senate GOP is firmly behind the House debt bill.
Well, of course, yeah, and that's actually good. It's good to have a unified front on that.
It does not give them the majority yet.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But certainly as we move into 2024, depending on how all this plays out, the GOP is in a position to say, look, we tried to cut spending. We weren't cutting an awful lot of spending in the grand scheme of things. We just wanted to cut things over a period of time, over years. The Democrats would hear nothing of it. All they want to do is continue to raise the debt ceiling, spend, and it's going to go bad sometime. And then depending on how the economy is looking, it certainly could be looking a lot worse than it is now, then that's going to buck them up in terms of their stature. They can tell the American people, hey, you know, we tried to do something. We were trying to do this. And Biden wouldn't let, you know, would veto it, or the Democrats wouldn't go along with it. Give us the House, give us the Senate, give us the White House. We're going to make things better.
Now, the chairman of the House committee that's been watching all of this that's been going on, Congressman Comer, has said and has called upon the Justice Department, Department of Justice, to listen to what the committee has to say before they indict Hunter Biden.
Yeah, I can imagine that he would want them to do that. The GOP committee, of course, has been moving this investigation forward in the public eye. That's for sure, for certain. And I think that's one of the reasons we even see the movement with the DOJ to begin with at this point. It would still be being slow-walked, but there's some things they just can't avoid anymore. And so having this evidence that Comer's talking about may actually continue to move it forward in terms of what the public might expect to happen, as opposed to simply having, here's a few charges that you can plead to, because then we'll get rid of this, we'll stop investigating you, and you're free and clear to navigate for 2024 for your dad.
Right. And, of course, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, folks, the professor of politics, as we do every morning at this time. Finally, a baseball legend. I remember when he came up. I remember that fastball he had, very deceptive. Vida Blue. Remember him, Kyle?
It does ring a bell, yes. Name is familiar, yeah.
He won 3 world championships with the Oakland A's.
Yes.
And he was a 20-game pitcher. He pitched some no-hitters. One hell of a pitcher. He passed away at the age of 73 yesterday.
Yes, very sad. And he was a lefty. He threw left-handed, so that's also pretty significant.
Well, it is, because people don't – that's a skill, and, you know, a lot of people do it now. As a matter of fact, I think I remember him one time throwing left and then throwing right just to show people he could do it.
Interesting. That's very cool. Yeah, well, he was voted 1971 American League Cy Young Award. And so that's, again, pretty prestigious.
As well he should have been.
Yes.
Because at the time he was the best pitcher in the game. And he started with the A's and landed with the A's, finished with them. But in the interim somewhere, he got traded away a couple times. I think he went to San Francisco for a while.
Yep. Also a 6-time All-Star, we understand.
Oh, yeah. 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 Again, quite a player. Now, we are going to be headed off the break here in just about 10-15 seconds, folks. When we come back, again, I was telling you about the price of fuel and what had happened in the last few weeks. But right now, the wholesale price of gasoline at the pump at the refinery is a lot cheaper than what it is at the pump. It's, $3.38 a gallon.
Interesting, yes.
Yeah, and what are you paying out there?
Oh, at least $4.79, $4.80.
Something's wrong. Something's wrong. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more here on Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Monday morning. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
number two for the night. We thought we'd kind of get a little funk in there tonight there, Kyle.
Yeah, that sounded great. Yeah, a cool gang, Jungle Boogie.
Yeah, buddy. And they know how to do it. I mean, those guys there, they've been around a long time. That was the old Soul Train. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was on Soul Train. Very
1974.
Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very
nice. Don Cornelius, I believe, was the name of the guy that hosted that. And a lot of people used to wait for a Saturday to see that and see who was going to be on. And he had them going, that's for sure. All righty, well, take the weather away and tell me what's going on.
All right, Captain. Well, if they're coming out of Reno this morning, they're heading up towards Winnemecca, you're going to have a lake wind advisory in your pathway, so be aware of that. We continue to see these aerial flood advisories, especially in southern Idaho right now. It's going to be north of Boise, down through Twin Falls, up through Idaho Falls, and then on your way down to the border with Utah. Again, these elevated temperatures can cause a lot of runoff, so definitely want to be aware of that. And then, actually in this area of Idaho Falls as well, it looks like at least over the nighttime, we've got a frost advisory. So you've got warmer temperatures in the day. It looks like you've got a frost advisory coming up here in the overnights. Northern New Mexico, continue with the same story, the idea of the warmer temperatures causing runoff. And a quick check of our radar map from last hour, we were looking at rain around Seattle. We still got that happening there. And then also, as you go down into southern Oregon, looks like the rain's now starting to come across Interstate 5 south of Myrtle Creek, but north of Medford. But rain all along the coast from a little bit north of Coos Bay down through northern California, and this is going to head all the way down towards the Ukiah area. So you definitely want to be aware of that. That's what's happening out west. Be careful out there.
Well, we've had a couple of changes here since last hour. It's calmed down a little bit in the Midwest. The stormy weather we saw is still right there along I-70 coming east. It's still right there along the Missouri and Iowa, southeast corner of Iowa, and Illinois line coming over the river a little bit right there. And there are some there is a lot of heavy rain with this, so this is not a peacemaker of a storm. There's a lot of heavy rains with this. Could be a severe thunderstorm or two involved in this, which could mean some other things along the way, but we won't speculate any further than that. We do have rain, Lake Michigan, right along the shorelines, both places, and out in the lake tonight. We do have some rain down south of there, down probably, looks like it's on I-70 going east-west, right there in Illinois into Indiana, and some unsettled weather up in New England tonight where we could be getting some fog along the coastline coming on down towards, Norfolk and down to the Chesapeake Bay. We certainly have got some fog in that area, and then it goes away. And also, coming on down towards the Gulf, we got a little bit of wind, not a lot, but a little bit of wind along the Gulf tonight and along the ocean side down there in South Florida. So be advised of that. You might not want to, you know, be out in that or whatever the case may be. Certainly not a night to be out if you're thinking about fishing for a little while, at least down around the Keys, because we do have some wind there, which will cause a small craft advisory. Now, Kyle, tell us first of all about the Pilot and Flying J.
Folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com. Check out the My Rewards Plus app. Get great offers, save money, earn points, pilotflyingj.com.
And the second thing is, tell us about your show, how we can hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to kylewarrenshow.com.
And, of course, you're all over the podcast directory of different places, right?
That's exactly right. Yes.
Yep, that's how most people find everybody anymore. And you're out there with the big boys in some cases.
Well, it's good to be, and we appreciate it, absolutely.
Yep. And, again, I appreciate you being around, and we're starting our week off right. And Eric the Trucker sent me that map in the room. It's still there in the chat room. But that was an hour ago, and that no longer applies exactly. But there is definitely going to be some rain up in the Middle West, upper Middle West, along I-80 and perhaps even I-70 as you get closer to Illinois. So just keep that in mind, right, Kyle?
Exactly, yes.
All right, see you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. Now let's go over to the telephone again. And we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
It was a horrible weekend in Texas.
Horrible.
Not only the shooting in Allen, Texas at the outlet mall, where we've got 8 people dead, one more counting the shooter, 9 total, but also where they believe he was a drunk, mowed down a bunch of people, and I think that's up to 9 people down there have been killed.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting how that the strike with a vehicle happened. At first I thought it was intentional, but then I looked at how this thing came off, and I'm not so sure that it was intentional. So that one was bad, too, for sure.
Yeah, well, they've come out fairly quickly and said that the person was legally drunk, so that explains a lot, but not all, I guess is the way I'll put it.
I agree.
In the meantime, we have a situation, again, with this shooter in Allen, and they're calling him a right-wing extremist based on some sort of patch he's got on.
Yeah, something about right-wing death squad in love, whatever that means.
No idea.
Nope.
And I saw a bunch of patches yesterday that probably could have been brought in the same area because it said, one of them said right-wing extremist on it. The other one said, I will never give up my gun, things like that, antagonizing things, which would get you in trouble, you know, in some areas of the world, right?
Well, yeah, but I don't care about the rest of the world.
Yep. All right. Hold on to that thought. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And don't forget, here in this program, it's all about we. We the people. We the people are the bosses of applesauce. They work for us. We don't work for them. Remember that as we move along the overnight radio hours. I'll be right back.
Another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.